Two new songs from Indigo Girls' new album, Nomads, Indians, and Saints. They're in town for shows tomorrow night and Tuesday night at the Beacon Theater. Amy and Emily have stopped by this morning. I'd asked you this question before we came on, and to give you a little time to think about it. If you were going to pick a song that showed your innocence from either The Strange Fire or the first album, wherever you classify that, and the new one, what would you say?
Like each of us for our own songs?
Yeah.
Well, innocence. Or I would say just like a lack of focus probably for me. A Walk Away is probably a song that that I consider to be not the greatest song. I mean, a lot of people seem to ask for it, but there's something. I could have written it better, I mean, I think. And then I think a way to judge it, let's see. I'm trying to think. This is a really hard one.
Thinking on the air.
Walk Away, and then you could listen to something like Hand-Me-Downs, which is a similar type of relationship song, and you could see Hand-Me-Downs images are much more concise and much more focused, and the song is shorter too, which seems to show sometimes for me my improvements.
Mm. Emily?
Well, there was a song on Strange Fire when we put it out independently in 1987 that was so innocent. Then we took it off when we re-released it because it was terrible. So if that album were still, I mean, if that song were still on the album that got re-released, I would pick that one. But in its place, I might pick Make It Easier, because, you know, it was a fun song for me to write, but it really wasn't a personal song. So I didn't really ever feel it like with a passion the way that if I picked a new song that was more upbeat, like Watershed, I can say that I felt every line that I wrote in that song, and it's upbeat, and I think that the images are much more concise, and so I would pick those two.
Okay, it's interesting you picked Watershed, because that's one of the ones, when I was trying to think this through, the first one I'd actually like to you guys to perform, it's Closer to Fine, and the reason I had chosen that as the early song was, there's a line in there where you're talking about getting out of college.
Yeah.
And I got my paper and I was free.
Yeah.
And I thought about that because I've spent a lot of time. I dug up a tape about 3 or 4 weeks ago that I played on college radio the Thursday night before my graduation. And that feeling of, I'm out of here, I'm going to be free. And I wasn't. I got into the rat race or whatever, and you've got jobs and mortgages and bills and all of this stuff. And I'm thinking, gee, you know, that's the way I felt when I was getting out of college. Watershed talks about retrospect to light a clearer path. Every 5 years or so, I look back on my life and I have a good laugh.
Yeah.
And I thought, gee, that's very interesting to take Closer to Fine and Watershed. So I'd love you to play Closer to Fine this morning.
Okay.